Are you looking to light a new flame or open new doors?
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over an online dating app called Hinge and comparing it to Tinder to see if it is a better online dating app. Before we get into that though, I do need to tell you guys about our secret opening line formula. When users had utilized our secret opening line formula, they received 3 times more responses from their matches in comparison to before when they weren't utilizing the opening formula. And in case you don't know which dating website is going to be best for you, I highly suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. At the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find these accessories in the links in the bio down below, along with our online dating website deals page and more. So in order to make this video a bit easier to comprehend, I've broken it down into these 4 sections. The first of which is, how does Hinge work? Then, why is Hinge so popular? Then, will Tinder really become a thing of the past? And then, is Hinge really a better option? So before I get into this first section though, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me into number 1 on my list, which is, how does Hinge work? So Tinder has been a really popular online dating app for over the last decade now, and because of this, I feel like it's not really necessary for me to talk about how Tinder works, and it's more necessary for me to talk about how Hinge works, because not as many users have actually utilized Hinge, and it may be a much better option for you to be utilizing, and you don't even know it yet. When it comes to signing up for Hinge, it's really not that different than most other online dating websites at the beginning, because you're going to have to provide your basic information, and this is things like your name, your age, your location, whether you drink or smoke, or things along the lines of that. From here, you'll have to provide 6 different photos and answer 3 different question prompts, and if you don't do either one of these, then your profile is actually not going to be shown to other users on the app. This is a great method to ensure that all of the users have filled out profiles, and it also is a great method to deter a ton of bots on the app as well, as I've personally have yet to come across one. Now let me backtrack a little bit. You may be actually asking me what the heck question prompts are. On Hinge, rather than having a blank profile that you fill out, it presents you with question prompts, and there's a list of about 100 for you to choose from, but you only have to actually answer 3 of them. For these 3 question prompts that you answer, you are only given 150 characters each to reply to each one of them. One example of a question prompt would be, believe it or not, I, and then this gives the user an opportunity to respond to that, and in my case I said, I have been to almost 20 countries. Now you can constantly interchange these question prompts as well, you don't have to stick with whatever you first chose, so you have complete freedom in constantly changing your profile if you would like to. I personally like question prompts better than a simple blank bio because it gives users the opportunity to be more creative as they are actually prompted with like a creative writing idea. Another difference between Hinge and Tinder is about how you actually like other users on the apps as well. As you already know, on Tinder, when you like somebody or swipe right on the app, you're going to like their entire profile and you have to wait for them to like you back in order to send them a message, unless of course you're signed up for the Platinum membership on Tinder. Hinge, on the other hand, for free users, actually allows all of its users to send a message with a like to all other users that they do actually like. However, you don't like their entire profile, you only like a piece of their profile, so this means 1 of their 6 photos or 1 of their 3 question prompts. So this allows you to respond to that particular piece of their profile to start a conversation with that other user. Now, of course, you can't continue that conversation unless that other user has actually sent you a like as well. However, they will see what you sent to them first. So this is going to be a great opportunity for you to get your foot in the door, so to speak, in order to get their attention. And this is, again, unlike Tinder, as free users on Hinge will actually be able to see the profile of the person who has liked them most recently, and they can like or pass that user. And the last thing I want to tell you about Hinge and why it might be a better dating app for you over Tinder is that Hinge's algorithm is out of this world. It does a great job in finding the most compatible users for all of the people on this app, and it does this by utilizing its We Met feature. So the app itself actually detects on if you went out with a date with a person, and it does this by detecting if you sent a phone number to them or a location, and it'll ask you a week after that event if you went on a date with that person, if you enjoyed that date with that person, and if you plan on continuing to date that person or would like to seek out more people on the Hinge dating app. This, of course, is some great data for Hinge's team as it lets them know if their algorithm is doing great, and it constantly lets them know how to improve their experience for all of the users on the app. And while Hinge and Tinder are some great options for online dating websites, there are tons of options that are out there. So if you want to find which one is best for you, I highly suggest you take our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. At the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. So this is going to move me into number two on my list, which is, why is Hinge so popular? During the last year, Hinge has seen some amazing rises in popularity, and for some moments actually surpassed Tinder, which is known as the staple for online dating. So this is really impressive. One way that Hinge actually has done this and separated itself from Tinder is that it really makes sure that its users know that it's for looking for serious online relationships. That combined with an amazing algorithm and the idea that all of these profiles have to actually be filled out to a certain extent has really created a great formula for success for Hinge. Also, the idea of utilizing question prompts really takes a lot of pressure off the users and allows them to be creative and makes it very easy for them as well. And because users are looking for more serious dates and everybody's all looking for the same thing, it means that the success rate on this app is going to be higher just because of that. As far as the demographics and age group of the users on both of these apps go, they're actually very similar, with the key difference being that Hinge users are consistently looking for serious relationships, where Tinder users are looking for anything from a hookup all the way to serious dating, though looking for users who are looking for serious dates on Tinder is becoming more and more rare. On top of that as well, it is also free to use the app similarly with Tinder, where you can match and communicate with all users without actually paying a penny. And again, similarly with Tinder as well, you can pay for these premium memberships, which aren't necessary but will make your experience a bit better. And it offers things like having unlimited daily likes, as well as having access to more users and being presented to more users as well. You can even access deal breakers on Hinge as well, which are search and filter preferences that you have when looking for other users, and you can set things like if they have or want kids, or if they smoke or drink, even what their height is. But again, the largest separating factor between Tinder and Hinge is that Hinge users are looking for that long-term, serious, monogamous relationship, where Tinder users have a much wider spectrum of what they're looking for. This is why Hinge has become one of the most popular and successful online dating apps of today, and this is especially true for those users who are looking for serious relationships. So if you are getting back into the dating game and you don't really know what to message other users, don't worry, we got you back with our secret opening line formula. Utilizing our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't utilizing the formula. So if you want to have better conversations, which can lead to more dates, then you should absolutely check out our secret opening line formula. So this is going to move me into number 3 on my list, which is, will Tinder become a thing of the past? Both Tinder and Hinge are wildly popular dating apps, but because Hinge and Tinder are really different niche dating websites, even though those are wide niches of looking for serious relationships and casual dating, Hinge isn't really going to affect Tinder that much, although it has definitely affected its popularity. Tinder still is the online dating app with the most users on it in the United States, but Hinge has been able to gather so many users in such a short amount of time that are authentic users. It's incredible. It's not something that is actually happening very often in the online dating pool. This is mostly because other online dating websites that gain a lot of users really fast are typically riddled with bots, but Hinge requires your profile to be completely filled out, and this really deters a ton of bots because most bots will only want to put a few words and they'll only want to put at most 2 photos. But because you need 6 photos and you need to answer 3 question prompts, it's too much for a bot to be able to handle, and therefore it deters so many scammers and bots on the app. And as I said earlier, the demographics of both of these users are pretty similar when it comes to Tinder and Hinge. However, Hinge users do typically have a bit more education to them, and they are more stable when it comes to their income. Because of this as well, Hinge users are typically looking for that more serious, stable dating scene as well. So dating on Hinge is going to be a completely different world in comparison to dating on Tinder, which is typically much more relaxed. And if you're familiar with the premium memberships of Tinder, preferred members on Hinge, which is their platinum version of Tinder, if you want to think about it that way, are treated pretty similarly, where they are boosted above more users and they get the ability to like more users on the app as well as seeing all the people who have already liked them. Those users who are looking for one-night stands and casual dating are still going to be very loyal to Tinder because it is a great successful app if that is what you're looking for. However, those users who have been seeking serious relationships and have been stuck with Tinder for the longest time are certainly going to flock over to Hinge because it is basically Tinder, but for people who are looking for serious dates. So yes, Tinder has lost a little bit of popularity because of that. However, I don't think we're going to be seeing Tinder going away anytime soon, but Tinder is certainly going to become more and more of an app that is for more casual dating and hookups rather than for serious dating, because Hinge has really filled that gap for serious dating very well. So this is going to move me into number 4 on my list, but before I jump into that, I do want to ask you guys to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me into number 4 on my list, which is Hinge really a better option? As I've been saying throughout this entire review, it really does depend on what your dating intentions are. If you are really looking to settle down with the one, to find your soulmate, and you are looking for those serious long-term relationships and serious dates, then Hinge is definitely going to be the winner here over Tinder, as there are users on Tinder who are looking for those things as well, but they're far and few in between, where almost every single Hinge user is looking for that same exact thing. However, if you are looking for pretty much anything else, and I'm talking about things like one-night stands, to hookups, to casual dating, and even to open relationship style dating, you're going to have a better time on Tinder because that's pretty much what it has cultivated over time. Hinge is being praised as one of the most successful online dating apps as of right now because there are so many people who have utilized the app and have found their significant other through this app. While that is true for Tinder as well, a lot of Tinder users weren't actually seeking that when they started out, and so that means that Tinder's success rate in that regard is not going to be nearly as high as it is on Hinge, simply for that factor. Another thing, in my opinion, outside of all that, that really does make Hinge a better option is that you're going to find that every single profile is actually filled out. There are 6 photos on every single profile, and every single profile has answered 3 different question prompts as well. This is so refreshing, especially if you are used to Tinder and seeing profiles that only have 1 picture and no description, and you are not going to swipe right on that because who would? It's something that is so refreshing to see. And again, when it comes to the features and the price for the premium memberships, both of these apps are very similar in what they offer. And so in that regard, it's not really that different. Free members can get access to all of the necessary features that they need. And so signing up for a premium membership is something you should really only do if you're planning on spending a lot of time in this app. Even on Hinge, there are people who sign up for it because they want to at least see the options of people out there and not necessarily stay with the first person they find compatible. But in order for you to go out on all those dates, you need to know how to communicate with other users, and one great tool that you can utilize is our secret opening line formula. Utilizing our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't using the formula before. And in case you don't know which dating website is going to be best for you, I highly suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. At the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can see all these necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our online dating website deals page and more. If you guys wanted to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. I did want to ask you guys again one more time to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, we super duper appreciate it. I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya!